We are back and we've been talking with our registered dietitian, Marissa Moore. And I tell you, we've had some great callers who've called in about water, vitamin supplements, sauerkraut, all of that. So we're going to go to line two. We've got our friend Todd on the line. How you doing, Todd? Are you there?
Yes. How you doing?
Good. So what's your question, Todd?
I need super fruits, you know, like acai and acai and pomegranate. How much of this is hype and how much of it is, you know, the truth about, it seems like they're the magic bullet for a lot of, antioxidants.
Right.
And, you know, incredible amounts of vitamin C and so on and so forth. So what's your opinion on that?
No, that's a great question. I think that there are no magic bullets. I wish that there were. I would, you know, I'm kind of working on one of those and then I won't have to work anymore. But that doesn't exist yet. But foods like acai, the berry that comes from South America, mm-hmm. it's very popular. It pops up in a lot of different foods. But unfortunately, we usually don't get the amount that we need to have an actual benefit.
So what's the amount that we would need?
It varies for all of them.
Okay.
You know, there's research to show that if you maybe drink 4 ounces of acai, I'm making up the numbers here, but
right.
4 ounces of acai juice, you know, every day, then it might have some impact. But generally, whenever you're drinking one of those juices or something flavored with acai, you're not getting a clinical dose.
Gotcha.
So you're not getting the exact benefit. Now, things like pomegranate are awesome. You know, they're expensive, but they do provide some benefits. My take on superfoods and superfruits is not to get caught up on one specific type of food.
Because or the hype around it.
Right, mm-hmm. because you can't get everything you need from that one. So you can't survive on pomegranates alone.
Right.
You have to have other things. So incorporate them, but don't think that they're going to absolutely save your life or your world.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess when it comes to those things, you can do them in moderation, but don't rely on it to be the foolproof.
Exactly.
Thing that's going to keep it from happening to you. I understand. Okay.
Exactly.
So let's go to line number four. Hey there, Tom. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
What's your question, Tom?
I'm 65, and I have a protein C deficiency, and because of that, I have to take blood thinners.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started taking the blood thinners, they told me I couldn't eat all these greens that I love. What can I do instead?
Mm-hmm. So the general recommendation, if you're on blood thinners, is to eat the same amount. So you never want to go from one day eating, you know, a cup of greens and then you go to zero and then the next day you do 2 cups. The goal is to have a consistent amount. So you want to talk to your doctor about this because it's about the vitamin K that's in these vegetables that can interfere with your body's ability to for the blood to clot. So that's the issue. So the key is to make sure that you get on a consistent amount of greens and you keep it every single day. If you cannot do that, then you would need to abstain from them.
Okay.
You know, and you can go with other forms of vegetables, you know, making sure that you get all the red, green, orange, and, you know, different vegetables in your diet.
Let's go to line number one. John, are you there? No, John? Are you there?
Hello.
Hey, John. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. What's your question?
I have heard about a new diet. It is called the 8-hour diet, where during any 24-hour period of the day, there's an 8-hour period where you can eat anything you want, but the rest of the 16 hours, you can't eat anything. Have y'all heard about this diet?
I've heard that before. I had a friend of mine, I think, who was reading a book about it, if I'm not mistaken. And I remember when she was telling me about it, I was like, who wants to do that? But I mean, and I didn't know anybody who had any success with it. So that's my 2 cents. I'm going to let you go ahead and pick it up from here, Marissa. What have you heard?
You know, the truth is any kind of diet can work. You can lose weight on any kind of diet. I've seen people lose weight on
the grapefruit diet,
grapefruit, donut, mm-hmm. ice cream, different types of diets because you're restricting your calorie intake generally. Mm-hmm. I think what you're talking about is something that's sort of on the horizon called intermittent fasting, where you kind of take some time off from eating. And, you know, we'll see if it necessarily works. But, you know, my advice always boils down to making sure that you eat balanced, you know, meals throughout the day to keep your energy up. Mm-hmm. I always like to compare our bodies to cars. You know, you wouldn't put all of your fuel in Atlanta if you were trying to reach San Francisco. You kind of have some pit stops
right,
along the way.
You gotta, that's a good analogy.
Exactly.
There you go, John. You could do the 8-hour thing if you want to, but if you're trying to get to San Diego, you're not going to make it. Okay, let's go to line number 5. Hey, Hazel, are you there? What's your question?
Hi. I know a lot of people are trying to lose weight, but my daughter has been trying to gain weight for quite some time. Do you have any suggestions on what type of meals she should be eating?
Well, now, wait, let me ask. Okay. So your daughter's how old?
She's 22.
Okay, and she's size what?
0.
Oh, she's a 0.
5'1".
My goodness. She's a size 0, 5'1", at 22. And she wants to gain weight. We're not going to hate her, okay? We're not going to hate her. Go ahead.
So I see this sometimes. So I don't think I mentioned this before, but I consult at Spelman. So I see a lot of the students there. And, you know, sometimes I do get ladies who come in and they want to gain a little bit of weight. So
okay.
It does happen.
She can have any bit of mine if she wants it. Go ahead.
So it does happen. You know, the key is to eat what you're already eating, but then you have to add something to it. So it's the reverse of what I tell everybody else. Mm-hmm. It's have the smoothies, but have them in between your meals.
What about some peanut butter in there, too?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Put peanut butter. Put yogurt in there. Have nuts, but not just a little bit. You have plenty.
A lot.
Exactly. But you have to be consistent. It takes about 3,500 extra calories to be able to gain 1 pound. So you have to spread that out during the week and get those extra calories in. Now, if she's very active, that's another issue because she's burning extra calories.
Mm-hmm. So she could maybe stop being active. And well, she can still walk, but she doesn't have to, like, go in the gym and go hard.
I want you to continue the physical activity. If you're doing really well, I want you to continue that. But then you have to add more food to match it. And that can be difficult for a lot of people. So I usually recommend smoothies, honestly. That's the easiest way. You add, like you said, put some peanut butter in there. Mm-hmm. Make it really high calorie with plenty of fruit, yogurt. Those are all the things that you would do. But add that about 2 to 3 times a day.
She's a size 0 and she's 22. You know, honestly, I would just tell her to not worry about it and keep on living because the weight is going to come on. You're not going to be 22 size 0 a decade from now. I promise you.
Thank you.
But, you know, good luck on trying to gain those pounds. All right, let's go to line 6. I'm not hating. Let's go to line 6. Are you there?
Is it me?
Yes, that's you.
Oh, okay.
What's your name? Is it Trishla?
Trishla.
Okay, what's your question?
Yes. Unless I missed it, you all covered almost all of the food groups except dairy. And that one has been coming up a lot in my life, whether or not we should be partaking in cow's milk because, you know, I grew up drinking milk and then now it's like, well, you shouldn't drink milk because it's, you know, it's from another animal. It has hormones and there's.
Okay. So what do you think about that? Because one of the things I will say, I don't drink milk anymore. I was lactose intolerant, and I just wasn't a lover of milk anyway, but I do almond milk. Mm-hmm. So your thoughts, cheese. I love me some cheese. But go ahead. What are your thoughts about dairy?
So I get this question a lot as to whether or not we should drink milk from another animal. But, you know, when we look at that question, I look at the fact that we eat meat from other animals all the time. So what's the difference there? Mm-hmm. I don't really get the difference there. In terms of the hormones and things that might be in milk, for the most part, the industry has really tried to get rid of a lot of that stuff. You know, dairy can be a really good source of calcium. It's one of the easiest to absorb, a great source of protein and a variety of other minerals and vitamins. So it can provide a lot of nutrition. With that being said, if you don't enjoy dairy or if you don't feel comfortable with it, then it's perfectly fine to go with almond or soy milk. Almond milk is going to be a little different. It doesn't provide the same protein.
Mm-hmm.
Soy milk will provide some protein, though.
And I try to stay away from the soy because of my cancer.
That's one thing we didn't talk about.
Right. Yeah. So then, since we have the time, your thoughts about that when it comes to soy and people who have dealt with cancer, thoughts?
So a very good question. Another one that we get all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Soy products can't. The interesting thing about soy is that we look at all these studies that have been done in Asia and different parts of the world. It's been shown to actually reduce the risk of breast cancer in most populations when we look at soy as a whole. But it's particularly whole soy products or whole soy food. So it's edamame, so just the soybean itself. Because remember, soy is not something that was made up. It's just a bean,
mm-hmm.
and different things are made from it. It's tofu, edamame, whole soy milk. But when we get into those things like the protein bars, that are just made from soy protein isolates. And all of the different little soy sort of byproducts that we get in a lot of packaged foods, that's where some of the main
trouble.
Yeah,
okay.
So those are the ones you want to avoid. But if you're just doing tofu or edamame, just the roasted ones, or even roasted soy nuts, those are perfectly fine.
I'm just going to stay away from it just to kind of keep myself, you know, just to keep it at bay if I can, I will. So that was a good question. So what about cheese, though? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not really, I don't care about the milk, but I like some cheese and crackers.
So cheese and yogurt, those are dairy products that, again, provide plenty of protein. Mm-hmm. They're a good snack. With cheese, it's going to be high in fat, though. So that's one thing I don't know if we talked a lot about, but when it comes to cancer, we want to try to keep fat intake low.
Okay.
So with cheese, you have to be very careful because most people don't like the low-fat, fat-free stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Yeah, me neither.
So you want to try to minimize that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It seems like everything you want to eat that tastes really good, you really shouldn't eat.
I like avocados, and they taste really good.
I do,
really
too.
Good,
that, yeah, they
really
do.
Good for you.
And I like a little dip. Is that good?
It's
okay.
It's delicious with some onions and garlic in it.
I know. I knew we were coming back to that. Well, the bottom line, too, I think, when, with this entire conversation that we've had is there is really no one thing that you can say or do that's going to prevent you from having cancer, or if you are, you know, diagnosed with it and going forward after that and trying to live. The best you can do is do your own research as best you can. And I feel like the things that are of the earth, you know, that the just the basics, fruits and vegetables and, you know, getting some exercise, those are the things that hopefully if you do that enough, make it a part of your everyday life, then hopefully, you know, it won't be something that comes knocking at your door. And if it does, then at least you know what you can do in the meantime. Let me also ask you about, because I used to do wheatgrass shots. Mm-hmm. What about wheatgrass? It smells god-awful, but what about that?
Well, I think it's fine to include, but remember, just like we talked about with superfoods, mm-hmm. you don't want to rely on just one thing.
Right.
So you can have the wheatgrass one day, the next day have flaxseed oil, or, you know, mix it up. Mm-hmm. Because you don't want to do the exact same thing every day, because there are no magic bullets.
What about eating flaxseeds, too?
Yes.
Now, the one thing, I got on a flaxseed, you know, campaign for myself, and I would put them on salads, or almost pretty much anything, and you have to be careful with those, too.
Yes. So flaxseed is amazing. It's really great. It's a great source of soluble fiber. So, you know, it helps to kind of keep everything moving, but it also helps with lowering cholesterol. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's an all-around great food.
But it can be a diuretic if you had a little too much.
Just a little too much. So you want to limit it to no more than about 2 tablespoons per day.
Yeah, and see, I was doing way more than that.
And you can also, the one thing I do want to mention about flaxseed, you always, always want to have it ground.
Right.
Because whenever you do it whole, it's very difficult for us to break it down. But the other one that you can try, which has been on the market for a while, but a little newer, are chia seeds.
Chia seeds
are a great source of omega-3 fats, vegetarian source, have more fiber. They keep you full. They're awesome.
All right. Hope we've been able to help you. I know we've covered everything from top to bottom. So thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. And we'll see you next time. We're going to thank our girl, our dietitian, registered dietitian, Marissa Moore. She was great, wasn't she? And I'm your girl, Jaquetta Williams. We'll see you next time. Thank you.
You've been listening to Your Health Connection. This program is made possible by funding from the National Institutes of Health and the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University. For more information, please call 404-880-6878 or go to www.ccrtd.cau.edu. If you would like to listen to this show on demand, just go to WCOK.com and click on the Your Health Connection page. For Jaquetta Williams and producers Dr. Kimberly Davis and Rob Maynard, this is Jamal Ahmed. Thanks for listening to Your Health Connection.